Blind River. The Blind River Beavers saw Jakub Kovač notch a hat-trick and Noah Tegelaar post the shutout as part of an 8-0 win over the Elliott Lake Vikings in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League contest Sunday afternoon at the Blind River Community Centre. With the Beavers serving as the visitors in this one, as Centennial Arena in Elliott Lake remains closed, it was Blind River who scored first. Mason Morden fired a shot from the left point that Vikings starter Matthew Vaharemian got a piece of, but as the puck went off the end glass, it bounced back in front, where recently acquired Cameron Menard was there to chip it in from along the right side of the net. Adding another off some sustained pressure, during a man advantage, the Beavers worked the play around nicely before Evan Fraccaro set up Tyler Vorstadt in the left circle where he wired a shot past Vaharemian, with bodies jammed within nearby proximity. Taking a 3-0 lead into the first intermission, Kovač banged in his first of the day, off his own rush into the Elliott Lake end that was initially thwarted, but saw him left right there to stuff in the rebound at 14:46. Moving to the middle frame, Blind River tacked on two more early on to go up by five. Their fourth came when Joseph Rotilio banked a play off the sideboards that sent Clark Furman in on a breakaway, where he made a move to his left and lifted a backhand into the top shelf. They then saw Kovač supply in his second of the contest, by putting an attempt over the pad of a downed Elliott Lake goaltender. Furman then tacked on another as he neatly redirected a shot from the left side from defenseman Adam Prax midway through the proceedings. Heading to the third, the Beavers added one more after Furman put a cross-crease feed over Jack Robinson, who chipped it over the outstretched Sam Keane, who entered the Vikings' net to commence the period. Wrapping up the scoring was Kovač, who registered his second hat-trick of the season, near the top of the crease. The outcome sees the Beavers raise their record to 1-3-6-0-0 while the Vikings fell to 4-1-0-1-2. The Vikings' next game is in Sault Ste. Marie against the Thunderbirds on Saturday, November 4 at 7 p.m. at the John Rhodes Arena. NoJHL Network Media.